The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Happy Tuesday, August 11th, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock in New York, New York. Thanks for listening around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. I see those streaming numbers, and we are honored that you're with us in Texas and down in Florida and South Carolina, North Carolina, in Montana and Oregon. We love you and appreciate it. We are just so proud to be part of this great, great fabric that is the United States of America. We want to just do the right thing. And certainly listening in New York and in New Jersey and in Connecticut on AM 970, The Answer. Appreciate that as well. Leo Terrell's going to join us momentarily. Mike Gallagher's jumping on the air with us. Dr. Monica Crowley. Charles Payne, host of Making Money with Charles Payne, including Charles' great book, Unstoppable Prosperity. We'll be talking with Charlie. And this is a great show Joe Sebilia put together, so we appreciate that from our young producer. Andrew Alfano is a friend. He's CEO of Retro Fitness. And I met my business partner, Stacy McCormick, and a great gal. And she goes, Joe, we're going to get a Retro Fitness. And I go, we're going to get a gym. And I got all excited. Yes. And then she introduces me to Andrew, who Andrew is the head of all of Retro Fitness. And it has been a love fest. And we just, we threw ourselves into this fitness world because, you know, I was doing it for years, right? And now to have a gym and to have a Retro Fitness, how great was that? And we're excited, and we get a gym in Flemington, New Jersey, and then we're expanding. We go to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and then this pandemic hits, and then the Governor Murphy is like shutting it down. In Pennsylvania, Governor Wolf, at least we can go to half capacity and we could open up, you know, mostly pretty much up and running. But New Jersey is just shut down. So we asked Andrew to join us on the air this morning because he's the man that deals with these small businesses one-on-one. This man is dedicated to everybody at Retro Fitness. And so we're very pleased to have Andrew with us live on the radio this morning. Andrew, great of you to join us, my friend, and a good morning to you.
Morning, Joe. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, listen, man, thanks for your fight. I see what you've done. You stick up for the small business person. You have been, Andrew, so respectful to this administration. I know you've spoken to folks within the administration, you know, and we appreciate that you even testified. Didn't you testify at the New Jersey Senate hearing last week, correct, Andrew?
I did. We've been speaking to a lot of folks in government. We had the great opportunity. Senator Paul Sarlo headed that. We spoke last Thursday, myself and a number of fitness industry leaders. It was a great opportunity. And what's really encouraging, everyone around the governor, although they probably wouldn't come out publicly, everyone around the governor is in tremendous support of getting these health clubs open. There is nobody that I have spoken to that has disputed the fact that health clubs are not only the problem, they're actually a big part of the solution. And I've heard you talk, and you've been such a great advocate, Joe, and I will tell you, your support means a tremendous amount to me. You do a great job on the radio, but even for Retro. And, you know, you said it yesterday when you were on Cavuto, who I love, by the way. Please give me, please share that. But the best thing you can
even
do.
Though, Andrew, even though, he called me old, he said, oh, speaking of old people, here we go. Let's talk to Joe. We do have fun with Neil, but he's very cognizant of that. So I'm sorry I interrupted you. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
No, No. Yes, I did pick up on the fact he was, you know, mentioning you're a little long in the tooth, but I'm sure you'll get past. You're in tremendous shape, and you always have been. And you know better than anybody that building immunity is the best thing you can do to help ward off viruses, even corona. So, again, not only are we not the problem, we are the solution. I don't understand where Cuomo and Murphy, they should be reaching out to us to work in partnership and hold us accountable, not to staying closed, rather hold us accountable to please fitness industry. You need to help us get our people healthy. That is what's going to keep people out of the hospitals. That is what's going to keep people off of ventilators, not keeping people out of the gym. That is not helping. And I think what has occurred is early on, they have made such dramatic statements about the health industry or the fitness industry not being safe. They are now in a position where I feel they are actually defending their decision rather than using the facts, data, and science that they boast of all the time. The facts, data, and science would tell you every single day, get these gyms open, and they should have been open a long time ago.
You're right. And realistically, Andrew Alfano, talking with Andrew Alfano, CEO of Retro Fitness, how much longer can health clubs survive, Andrew?
I got to tell you, not much longer. You know, they have lumped us into the same category, and not, I don't say lump disrespectfully, but they've put us in the same category as restaurants. And the high majority of the health clubs, and certainly Retro Fitness, is a 100% franchise organization, meaning every one of our clubs are small business owners. These are not big corporations flying in from other states looking to line the pockets of shareholders and investors. These are small business owners that live and work right in the communities of New Jersey, of New York, and they can't hold on much longer. Thursday, if you can imagine this, this coming Thursday will be 150 days of being mandated to close. 150 days with no explanation, no guidance, no supporting data, and 150 days where they have not provided any financial relief. I don't know any small business owner, any family, other than maybe Governor Murphy, who you regularly share, is like a billionaire. I'm not, we can't even count all the money. Just potentially out of touch with the small business owners. You know, they can't hold on much longer, Joe.
And I got to tell you, too, man, why I love you, Andrew, is, and you, I speak to your listener now. No, Andrew comes, he does a tour, and he goes and he stops by the gym. So my business partner, Stacy, goes, oh, Andrew's coming by Flemington. I go, what, he's coming to Flemington, New Jersey? And he did. And you went on a tour to all the gyms to give a pep talk. That was so awesome that you did that, brother. Let me tell you something. Reaching out to the everyday gym owner like that. And you've been, and I have to reiterate, you've been so polite to this administration, the Murphy administration, and you're right, a shout out to Neil Cavuto for understanding about small. It's more than the gym is one thing, but it's a small business to keep the economy going that will keep us healthy. Because you know what Governor Murphy always says, Andrew? He always goes, we are at war with this virus. Then why do you think Governor Murphy does not want to arm his people to fight this war? I mean, you understand what I'm saying when I say that, Andrew.
I do understand. I listen to Governor Murphy's press conferences every time he holds them. And the gym / the fitness industry came up a number of times at yesterday's press conference, ironically. And by the third time a question got asked, he actually got a little agitated. And, you know, I guess. I'm sorry that we upset you. Sorry about that. But he finishes with, we are at war with the virus. So why would you not tell people in the village, if you will? You know, we are at war. Villagers, we need to arm you to help fight the war so that we win. The best thing we can do for people is help get them healthy. From the state's own website, this is a true statistic, 61.9% of people in New Jersey and 62.7% of people in New York are overweight or obese. That is the worst thing that could happen during a pandemic. That is what those same people, that two out of every three people, if in fact they get the corona, those are the people that are going to be in the hospital. Those are the people that are not only going to clog the hospital, but have crippled the healthcare system for years. So I'm not sure why. And then again, I do believe that they are now defending the position to keep them closed, because what we have learned, in New Jersey in particular, you're allowed to do tackle football outside. So if you remember 2 months ago, I believe it was, he says, well, the problem with the gym is all the sweating and the grunting. But now I could give you the ball, Joe, and 10 people can pile on top of you sweating and grunting. That's okay. Gymnastics no, indoors is okay. Martial arts indoors is okay. Dance studios inside is okay. Yoga inside is okay. Pilates is okay. And he specifically said, you can do all of those things, except if you're a health club.
I know.
So at what point in time are you actually rooting against your own people?
Yeah, so true. And yet you could go to a big box store and you could mingle with all these people and you can't go to a church. It makes no sense at all. Andrew Alfano, CEO. Hey, by the way, this is a good business. And let me ask you, around the rest of the country, are other states dealing with gym ownerships and openings better certainly than New Jersey? Yes, Andrew?
Well, sure. There's no question about that. Matter of fact, I will share a very true statistic. 47 of the 50 states in the union, 47 allow gyms to operate in some form of capacity. So what we have at this point is talk about data and facts. We have so much data that informs us that there is no correlation between going to a health club, which, by the way, has maintained strong sanitary practices for years, where these other industries that are reopening, restaurants, big box retail, and I'm certainly not rooting against those industries, but all of the sanitation practices they have to impose are all brand new behaviors. The health clubs have been maintaining these sanitation behaviors for a long time. And certainly at Retro Fitness, we operate in 12 other states. And I would share where we operate, we are doing very well. Not only are the check-ins, which is what we monitor as people come to the gym, you check into a gym, but our joins are up. People want to get healthy. People want to get back. And I would share, for the unemployment system, where unemployment has certainly gone up, what happened back in 2008 after the downturn was, people got into franchising. And as I shared, we are 100% franchise business. And, buy yourself a job is really what franchising is. And I will tell you, the fitness industry is not only not going away, after a pandemic, the fitness industry may, in fact, be more relevant than ever. So, we are doing quite well outside of New York and New Jersey. We continue to look. Matter of fact, I was speaking with investors for doing a territory up in the Northeast outside of New York and New Jersey. So fitness is very relevant. Being healthy is not going to go away. And many of the other countries that we look to that have done better than us, take a look at where they are with their obesity and overweight percentages, much, much lower than the U.S.
Andrew Alfano, CEO of Retro Fitness, doing a great job. Andrew, thanks for your leadership, man. I'm proud to be a franchisee, and hopefully we'll get this open and get started. And by the way, as you listen, when we talk about opening the gyms, we are adhering to every CDC guideline. We have monitors. We have a monitor thing called a checkpoint. When you walk in to our gyms in Flemington, when we open, and in Bethlehem, you walk in, and there's a screen that takes your temperature. So we're being as safe can be, and we want to reiterate that. You know what, Andrew Alfano, and thanks for your leadership, my friend. It's proud to be with you, and I think we'll be there sooner than later. Let's hope so anyway, Andrew.
Let's hope so. Thank you very much, Joe.
Yeah, man, keep up the great work, and thank you, Andrew. See you out there on the road, Andrew Alfano. So, what am I like? I saw they did a piece on Fox and Friends first about Joe Piscopo says we should open the gym, and then I think it was Carly Shimkus goes, who's great from Long Valley. She goes, I didn't know Joe was a gym owner. I didn't know I was a gym owner either, man. I said, this is great. I've been a gym rat. So I go into business, and we opened up in Flemington, New Jersey. It's great. Everything's going great. And then we expand to Bethlehem, and then this pandemic hits. And then you saw on Fox News, we did on Fox and Friends weekend. We had so much fun, and we opened up a spin class outside, and we're just trying to get back into the realm of getting back to normal. But for some reason, and I don't know, this is me talking. I think the governor, Governor Murphy, He's got it out for those gym owners, you know, the Attila gym down there in South Jersey. I think he's afraid to make a move because, God forbid, it's okay to say, look, I was a little strict. I'm a little scared at the numbers. But Al, before we break, tell me, Albert, what's the statistics and the data that the governor is spewing out is virtually more than a week old.
Well, it's between 3 and 5 days old, whatever number he gives you. So yesterday, the number he gave you was 0.98, right? So it's just a hair below one, the transmission rate. That was from 3 to 5 days ago. That does not count what happened between Thursday and, say, yesterday. So we don't know where the transmission rate is on a real-time basis. But again, if you can stand online at the DMV to go get a license, if you can stand online to vote, right?
Yeah.
You can go to – he wants kids back in school. Why can't you go to a gym? It's ridiculous. And I've seen a lot of places pull their equipment, put it outside under the heat, and work out or whatever, and that's acceptable. But being inside at 25% capacity is not acceptable. I don't know.
Well, let's hope the governor's listening, and let's hope they make the move today, because you're putting people out of business, and you're making it worse than the coronavirus ever was. Leo Terrell's going to join us. Oh, Leo's going to. I'm going to bring Leo in singing like Frank Sinatra. That was his request. He renowned civil rights attorney, author of Your Rights at the Workplace: The Things Your Boss Won't Tell You. Leo Terrell live. Mike Gallagher as well. Monica Crowley, Charlie Payne, and you always at 877-970-2999 right here on AM 970 The Answer. We're going to jump to a Brandy Scott. She's in for Debbie Duhame. Checking traffic on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Starting to pick up some volume on the FDR Drive heading southbound, bumper to bumper between the 90s and the 70s. After that, doing okay heading over to the 59th Street Bridge. That's a little bit slow getting across the East River heading into Manhattan. Also delays on the Manhattan leg of the Triborough Bridge. Jammed on the Bruckner heading southbound between White Plains Road and the Sheridan. Cross Bronx crawling toward the Bronx River Parkway. Broken down car blocking the lane there. You are backed up to the Bruckner. After that, not too bad heading over to the outbound George. Over on the eastbound side of the Cross Bronx, slow go between the Alexander Hamilton Bridge and Webster Avenue. Still looking good, though, both up and down into the tolls at the George. Minor delays inbound at the Lincoln. It'll run you about 5 to 10. Over at the Holland, 10 to 15. Mostly cloudy this afternoon with a chance for a shower or thunderstorm, warming up to about 90 degrees. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Temperatures dip into the mid-70s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970 The Answer.
Mike Gallagher sees Trump's momentum building.
The Rasmussen presidential approval rating is out. Rasmussen has Trump's approval rating today at 51%. Notably, at the same stage of his first term, Obama had a 44% approval rating. These are not numbers you're going to hear from Chuck Todd.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
For more than 20 years, investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney has traveled the globe for evidence of some of the Old Testament's most miraculous events. Now with The Red Sea Miracle Part 2, Journey to Egypt and Beyond, as Tim interviews the world's foremost experts to discover the truth. The results are faith-affirming and fascinating. You must see Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle Part 2. To see this powerful documentary and others in the series, go to salemnow.com and use the promo code WNYM for 20% off.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Leo Terrell, standing by. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota because I love Alex Cancella at Route 22 Toyota. I love Iggy Giuffre, my dear friend at Route 22 Toyota. And you know what? They love you. They are adhering to all the social distancing, the masking. They are fogging vehicles when you go over to the state-of-the-art service facility right there in Hillside, New Jersey. They get it right now. Now, for qualified buyers, check out these numbers. 0% APR financing for a new Toyota up to 60 months. And zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models, okay? This is zero down leases and 0% interest for up to 5 years. Here's the number for Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949. It's 855-621-9949. Call. All you got to do is say, Joey sent me. That's all you got to say. You don't have to do it in that voice. You can just say, look, I heard you on Joe's show. What could you do for me? They will get you driving a brand new Toyota, my friend, with 0% interest or zero down leases. That is the smart way to buy. And you don't have to deal with dummies at Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949, Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Fly me to the moon, let me swing among the stars. I told Leo Terrell I'd sing Frank Sinatra, man. He says, Leo tells our producer, Joey, hey, I'll come on Joe's show if he sings the old man. So here's one of the coolest cats that you'll ever meet, baby. This is the coolest cat since Sammy Davis Jr., Leo Terrell.
Joe, thank you very much for having me. And thank you for that rendition of Sinatra. Fly Me to the Moon is one of my favorites. Thank you.
It's classic, man. Oh, you know what? You are great. You're fired up. I got my band. We go out with a band, Leo. We go with a whole big band. You got to come see the show one day, man, because we're all fans.
Oh,
you know?
I will.
So we go out. So my conductor texts my conductor, who does all the Frank Sinatra arrangement, goes, hey, you got to get Leo Terrell on your show. He goes like that, you know? I go, all right, man, we got you. So we're just proud to have you with us. Let me plug your book first. The book is called Your Rights at Work, at the Workplace, The Things Your Boss Will Not Tell You. And he's host of Leo Terrell, America's fair-minded civil rights attorney. Leo, you're fired up these days, man. And I know you're speaking like who we should vote for, the direction of the country. Give us your overview as a Democrat, Leo.
I appreciate that, Joe, very much, because I've been a Democrat. I mean, I've been a lifelong Democrat, been a civil rights attorney. The bottom line is this, two major issues. Joe Biden came out and said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Joe, that's the number one thing. That insulted every African-American. You could be Democrat, Republican. You ain't black. What gives him the right to tell someone of an African-American that you ain't black? And then secondly, Joe, is the defunding of the police. Democrats believe in law and order, and the Democratic Party has been hijacked by extremist groups. I have a family member in law enforcement. 98% of officers are great. They protect us 24/7. There is a 1 or 2% that we need to get rid of, but 98% of law enforcement, great. That's why I left the Democratic Party. That's why I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's the same thing, man. I was a blue dog Dem for years, Leo, you know, and then I said, what's going on? And then I'm watching what's happening in the inner city. I've dedicated my life to the at-risk community, you know, and I've seen, and I said, look what happened in Chicago, Leo Terrell, what happened in Chicago? I mean, how does that happen? And then Black Lives Matter does a protest to support the looters? Leo, help me out here. What's going on, man?
I'll help you out because I agree with you. Black Lives Matter has hijacked the Democratic Party. They are extremists, and Democratic mayors in Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, Portland, Seattle, they have basically looked the other way What's going on? Black on black crime, crime in general. They refuse the help from the president. And here's the bottom line. They are banking on, Joe, that all this is going to be okay because everybody wants to get Trump out of office. Trump is going to surprise him. He's going to win this election.
You're feeling that. You're feeling that. You feel good about that, Leo Terrell.
I feel real good about it. I'm looking at the response, and there's a lot of quiet Democrats who don't want to get into an argument with Democrats who are on that extreme side, and they're going to turn out in big numbers for Donald Trump.
You know, you're right. We had, thinking about Rosa, who was kind enough to call on the show yesterday, Leo, and she said the same thing. She's a New York Democrat from Brooklyn, and she's going to vote for the president because we don't know what's happening to our great city. By the way, if you want to follow Leo on Twitter, it's at the Leo Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L, at the Leo Terrell. Public school teacher, man, you were a public school teacher. I mean, do you see the schools opening in the fall, Leo?
I hope that, you know, and you correct me if I'm wrong, you're in the great state of New York, New Jersey area. I got the impression that Cuomo is going to open up the schools in New York. I think this is all a game with the Democrats. The Democratic mayors and governors are trying to keep these schools closed. They're trying to wreck the economy. And I'll tell you right now, Joe, especially being a former public school teacher, these Democratic mayors and cities, that's the problem with the problems in the big Democratic cities. The schools, the public schools have been hijacked by public school unions. They control the Democrats. The school, they won't allow school choice. They won't allow vouchers. They won't allow charter schools. Whether they open up, maybe after the election results. But right now they're playing a game, and at risk are the kids who are being suffered by not having that on-campus instruction.
And Leo Terrell, we appreciate your time, my friend. I know how busy you are, man. Is it a necessity for Joe Biden to pick a woman of color as he's going to pick? I mean, does that kind of insult you that he's got to go there? And then to insult the, to pander to the Latinos, I mean, I don't know where this guy is anymore, Leo,
I'll tell you right now, Joe, the idea of Joe Biden saying he's going to pick a person of color, that's racist. That's in and of itself racist. And basically, it makes an assumption if you pick a black person, all the blacks are going to vote for it. I'm not voting for Joe Biden. I'm not voting if he picks a black, white, yellow, or brown. He's bad for the country. So the race card, I thought there was a guy named Dr. King said you judge someone by the character of their personality, not the color of their skin. And that's what they're doing. They're picking a person based on color, not on qualifications. Very insulting.
Leo Terrell, at the Leo Terrell on Twitter. The book is Your Rights at the Workplace, The Things Your Boss Won't Tell You. Host of the Leo Terrell. This is the podcast, America's Fair-Minded Civil Rights Attorney Podcast. Where can we find the podcast, Leo, online?
All places. Oh, you can find it. Thank you, Joe. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, iTunes. You go to my website, www.leoterrell.com. You can find it anywhere and everywhere. Please subscribe. It's a great podcast. Comes every Thursday. I download a new take, and I really appreciate it very much. Look, you're one of my biggest I'm a fan of yours. I mean, I remember, Joe, I got to tell you this. I remember classic. Yeah. You and Murphy doing Sinatra and Stevie Wonder. That is a classic. It's been etched in my head for 35 years. You are great. I look forward to seeing you. If I come to New York, I'm going to look you up.
Leo, we would be honored to have you with us, man. I love your energy. I love your focus. But you know what's so funny? I mean, just as an aside, Leo, you couldn't do that. You are black and I am white. You are blind as a bat. You can't do that stuff nowadays. Come on. Oh, wait. I just did.
It's classic. It was fantastic. And all this political correctness, cancel culture, it's ridiculous, Joe. That was classic.
Oh, man, you're the man. Leo, thank you so much, my friend. God bless
you,
Leo.
Joe.
And yes, we'll talk soon, my friend. I can't wait to see you. Leo Terrell right there. Yeah, on Twitter, by the way, at the Leo Terrell. He's a renowned civil rights attorney. The book, by the way, Your Rights at the Workplace, The Things Your Boss Won't Tell You. Leo Terrell with Joe on the radio. Hey, here we go. Look at this, 8:33 already on AM 970. The Answer. Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
79 degrees at 8:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA is asking tech giant Apple to make changes to its popular Face ID software. Officials want users to be able to unlock their devices without ever having to remove their mask or facial covering. In a letter to Apple CEO Tim Cook, the MTA chairman, Pat Foy, said, while there's been no spike in COVID-19 cases connected to mass transit, he wants to make sure it stays that way. Apple says it's committed to the health and safety of customers and will continue to work with the MTA to prevent the spread of coronavirus. The Butler, New Jersey School District will require all students and teachers attending classes this fall to wear Bluetooth armbands that test their temperatures and send the reports to school nurses. Any student or staff member who refuses to wear the armband will be banned from school buildings. Butler has just over 1,000 students in its district, and students will be in both virtual and in-person classes during the week. In sports, former Met Asdrubal Cabrera went 4-for-4, two home runs, five RBIs against his old team as the Nationals pounded out a 16-4 win at Citi Field. Mets pitcher Marcus Stroman, he is opting out of the rest of the season. He's been recovering from a torn calf muscle. He'll forfeit a little over $3 million in salary. Yankees will host the Braves tonight at the stadium, and the Rangers have won the NHL draft lottery. They'll get to choose number one in October. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Good morning. A slow crawl on the inbound Gowanus. You are just packed right now between Fort Hamilton Parkway and the BQE. BQE eastbound keeps you on the brakes through to the Brooklyn Bridge. We've got some heavy delays on the Harlem River Drive over on the northbound side, moving between the Willis Avenue Bridge and Park Avenue. Road work just set up in that stretch. The left lane is blocked till about 2 o'clock today. Jammed on the Cross Bronx, heading westbound, approaching the Bronx River Parkway. Left lane down with a broken down car. You are not moving much there from the Bruckner. After that, though, not too bad of a ride on the westbound side, heading through to underneath the apartments at the outbound George. Still in pretty good shape, both up and down, inbound at the George. Inbound Lincoln going to run you about 5 to 10. Over at the Holland, 10 to 20. And we've got a collision on the Garden State Parkway northbound before exit 145 for 280 off to the shoulder. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon, warming up to about 90 degrees for the high. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970 The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970 The Answer. It is 836 on AM970TheAnswer.com. Did you call Susan at Rhino Shield yet? You got to call Susan at Rhino Shield. Here's the number, 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608, okay? Because what Susan's going to do for you, because she loves you and because you're listening to Piscopo, she's going to give you 15% off the final price any job signed in the month of August, no matter when you want the job started. Rhino Shield is that ceramic coating that seals your home, seals your business. It looks just like paint and has a 25-year guarantee. No payments, no interest financing, by the way, for 1 year. Telling you, you want to call Susan now. She's a small business person, independent. She's a gal that started this on her own with no help from anybody, Rhino Shield. And when she came out and did my house, it was so much fun. I sat with the kids. We went through the color. And then they send you electronically what your house is going to look like in any given color on Rhino Shield, you know? And then we picked plum. I know, plum. It's like I have a Barney house, you know, but I love it, right? And then we did the deck. And I just said to my gardener guy, Greg was out the other day, and he's going, man, the house looks good, right? I said, I have the workers telling me that my house looks good. It's because I Rhino Shielded the house, and we want you to do the same, okay? You can call 877-744-6608. You get an estimate from a Susan. Tell her, I heard you on Piscopo. What could you do for me? 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
It's back to school time. Whether your kids are returning to class with face masks or you're keeping them at home, one thing will stay the same. Back to school is expensive, so we'd like to help. Enter the Back to School Sweepstakes. You could win $2,500 for your kids' expenses. Then we pay an additional $2,500 to your school.
Go to AM970TheAnswer.com and enter to win. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
The restaurant industry is the lifeblood of New York and sadly on the verge of collapse due to the pandemic. Restaurants are charitable and have been feeding hungry New Yorkers for months while unable to pay their rents. Return the favor and help keep them going through the summer. Dine out, order in, purchase a gift certificate. Consistently throughout the month of August, make a conscious effort because losing more restaurants will devastate the local economy and forever change the face of New York. Visit oneforallfornyc.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. That's Jerry Lewis Sings. We got to play that. Please play that. Joe Sebelia, God bless him. He's 24 years old. He's sending me Jerry Lewis Sings. what song did you send me, Joe? What song did you send me over there?
It's called With that? These Hands.
I don't know. We'll check out Jerry Lewis because you know what? We are cutting edge and we play all the hip stuff on the show. I love Jerry. We love Jerry. Hey, I love a Relief Factor, and I love it because I can get you out of pain. I think I can get you out of pain. You want to try it? You want to try Relief Factor? You go to the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of just $19.95, right? That's about $1 a day to help you get out of pain. After that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start. Now, I did it. I'm thinking, right, this is going to take me 3 weeks, 5 days, boom, out of pain. I'm telling you, like that. I can make lateral moves with my knee. I can. I could feel, I don't, even with my hands. And then if I'm swimming, I could do, because I always had that shoulder pain. Now I was doing the backstroke. Excuse me, the backstroke. I know it sounds like, wow. No, but really, you know, if you have a rotator cuff situation, you know what I'm talking about. So I would suggest that you at least try the 3-week quick start. It'll be at your house in 2 to 3 days. It's only $19.95, and you go to relieffactor.com, and it worked for me in 5 days. I'm not making any clinical claims. I'm not telling you what it will cure, what it won't cure, but I know if it works for me, works for Albert, works for Debbie, it may very well work for you. You know you owe it to yourself to at least call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, or get the 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
With these hands, I will cling to you.
Oh, that's nice, Joe. That's very nice.
I'm yours.
Just wait for it.
Forever and a day.
Jerry Lewis Sings.
With these hands, I will bring to you.
But you know what's interesting, Joe? When Jerry, he put out these records, do you know he sold them? They were like bestsellers. They were hits, correct?
They outsold Dean Martin records.
No.
Oh, definitely.
No. That is wild. This was after they broke up, right after they broke up,
yes,
I'm assuming, correct?
Yes, it was right after they broke up. And
wow.
His big hit album there that way out
Jerry Lewis Sings
Martins. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Jerry Lewis Sings More, and he had his a second album like that. Who knew? But I know him. I tell you what, I could watch with my kids. I had Charlie watching Jerry, watching The Nutty Professor, watching The Errand Boy, watching all of the early Jerry Lewis films, and she was just so enthralled with it. And then when I did the impression to Charlie of Jerry, you know, doing a Julius Kelp, or you might know it as Chris Wallace. So, I'll tell you, it's funny and it's great and it's wholesome. And he was the chaplain of our time. But I got to tell you, a soft spot for Jerry. And I love that your young age, Joe Sebelia, that you love the guy. He was so nice to me. We were like buds, you know, we were like just buddies, longtime friends with Jerry. And we miss him every day. Hey, Joe on the radio, 842. Mike Gallagher is going to join us momentarily. You can always call at 877-970-2999. Monica Crowley on now, next hour. Dr. Crowley, Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at the United States. United States Treasury. And we'll be talking to Monica and Charlie Payne, by the way. Don't forget Charlie's book, Unstoppable Prosperity. You know Charlie, Making Money with Charles Payne on the Fox Business Network. I love checking in with Charlie. And I love that he stays positive. He stays positive all the time, you know. So we'll see what's going on. And I can't decide about schools. Now I'm hearing that my 9-year-old, her Catholic school will be open. And it's just, they're just going to open it just like Ray. But she has the, she can all, choose not to go. She can choose to go remotely. So I'm kind of torn. I'll tell you the truth. I'm kind of torn saying, well, is she going to go in? There's a lot of folks going to the Catholic school now because they're not happy with the public schools. The Catholic schools are great, I must say, great schools. And this school is a great school and a great church and a great community. So, but still, with me, and I always say you got to get back to work, I'm a little cautious. Do you send your kids back to school? 877-970-2999. Albert, we're going to open in New York. We're going to open in Jersey. We still aren't quite sure. Did we get an official word on this at all, Al, by chance?
Well, Cuomo says it's up to the school districts to open. He wants them to open. Apparently, 170 school districts across the state have not submitted plans. Some of them have pushed back saying we have. The governor hasn't gotten it yet. It's due by Friday. Governor Murphy, on the other hand, is saying the same thing. It's up to the individual school districts. But from what I'm hearing from a lot of people, and I have a lot of friends who are teachers, a lot of them are not comfortable with going back to school. Now, who's in the pocket of Governor Murphy? The New Jersey education, the big union for the state, right? I think they're pushing him to go to all remote learning, because I know a number of teachers in Jersey City have said they're not going back. In Elizabeth, they voted remote learning to start the year. I know Bayonne is going to remote learning to at least start the year. So I think this is a trickle-down effect here. You're seeing a lot of places in Butler, New Jersey, as I just did on the news. They're talking about they want kids, students and teachers will be required to wear a Bluetooth armband that will track their temperature while they're inside the school building. And anyone refusing to wear this armband will not be allowed in the school building. Listen, the safest thing to do here at this point, if all of these teachers are saying they're not going to go in and teach, you got to go to remote learning. Unfortunately, I think that's what's going to end up happening. They're kind of hedging their bet a little bit here in New Jersey, hedging their bet. I think you're going to see Governor Murphy flip-flop here within the next week and say, look, we're going to go to all remote learning.
Well, the only criticism I understand is if you're older, you know, and you're in your 60s or something, and you're going to go, and then you're susceptible. I don't know.
But the evidence is growing that children are getting it and passing it along. They may be asymptomatic. Yeah. They may not have really any symptoms at all, but they are catching it, and they are giving it to other people.
Is it me? Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. And you could call 2877-970-2999. Whenever the president says anything, the new mainstream media goes completely opposite what the president says. When the they weren't even talking about kids with coronavirus. They weren't even talking about it until the president said, you got to go back to school. We need kids back at school. And so then all of a sudden they said, look at all of a sudden there's 100,000 coronavirus cases. I don't believe anything I see anymore. I can't believe it. The president goes, we have this thing called hydroxychloroquine with the azithromycin and zinc, and it seems to have a great results. And I'm looking at the data and I'm reading the medical data on how it works. Right. And then they vilify. He doesn't even mention it anymore. So I don't know what to believe. What the press is so, I got to tell you, Al, the press is so irresponsible. They're just irresponsible because they don't care. They're going to go up against this guy in any way. And they never deal with the truth.
But here's the other thing. So in New York City, you're densely populated, right? There's really no way to effectively socially distance in a school building. The schools were already crowded with over 30 kids in the room. How are you cutting that down or putting in, plexiglass or whatever to keep the teachers safe and whatever? And a lot of teachers already have been pushing back and saying, look, we don't want to come to school this year. We'd rather remote learn. I think like 25% of teachers in the UFT in New York City are saying we're going to work from home. We're not coming into school. So, again, I think this is going to get this is. And here's the other thing. So you start the school year. What happens if a school in New York City gets infected? The way their protocols are right now, the whole school doesn't get shut down. It's a classroom. We check the kid, this and that. By the time they get things figured out, it could be all over the school, and now they're carrying it home and spreading it even more. Again, remember, a lot of these kids, low-income neighborhoods, are going back to a housing project, densely populated. Something's going to happen here.
Yeah, and don't forget, though, when they the one thing that the misnomer that they're putting out there, I know we got a break, but the misnomer that we're hearing every day is that once you get, oh, they have the virus, they have the virus. Don't forget, last year, 56 million people got infected with the flu. 56 million people. How many pass away from that? How serious does it get for everybody? So once you get the virus, it's not a death knell. It's almost, you're not even going to, you're going to be asymptomatic. The problem is if you're older, and then there is a danger, and if the teachers are older, then I understand the fear. And also, I must tell you, honestly, as a parent, I'm thinking, I like the kids at home. I like the kids at home. I don't want my daughter going back to New York. Not so much the pandemic, but because New York is such a dangerous place now. And I like my kids around the house, but I'm one of those parents. 877-970-2999. It's 849. Mike Gallagher is going to join us momentarily. Brandi Scott is on the roads doing a great job for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Bumper-to-bumper ride on the BQE, making your way westbound. You are jammed between the Kosciuszko and Williamsburg bridges. Also going to see some heavy delays approaching Metropolitan Avenue. Right lane blocked with a broken down car. Inbound Gowanus, a slow crawl from Fort Hamilton Parkway up to the BQE. Picking up delays getting across the East River over at the Brooklyn Bridge, heading to the Brooklyn side. Stop and go ride at the 59th Street Bridge, making your way Manhattan bound. Some heavy slowdowns on the Harlem River Drive heading southbound, approaching the Triborough. FDR keeps you very slow through to the 90s. Starting to do a lot better on the Cross Bronx heading westbound, approaching the Bronx River Parkway. Stall just picked up not too long ago there. Some minor delays remain from White Plains Road. After that, you are looking good on the westbound side, making your way to the outbound George. Inbound at the George, still nice and quiet on both decks. Inbound Lincoln going to run you about 5 to 10. Over at the Holland Tunnel, it's a 15 to 20 minute wait. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sean, tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. I had said to him, let me do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall?
10.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Get yourself educated and get protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575.
Third floor study hall.
First floor homeroom.
My dining room table.
Wherever school happens for you this year, Staples has everything from notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to face masks. Now at Staples, one subject notebooks are 25 cents each. Plus, marbleized composition books and 24-pack Crayola crayons are only 50 cents each.
In front of the TV.
Ah, no chance, kiddo.
Shop in store, pick up curbside, or order online. School on, save on. Staples. Ends 8/31. While supplies last. Limit 30 in store. Limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores.
Here are the facts. Your business needs leads and sales. There are potential customers online right now looking for what you do. Will they find you or your competitor? You need Salem Surround. Having to do your own digital marketing while trying to manage your business, well, there's just not enough time in the day. You need Salem Surround. You're doing all you can to market your business, but are you sure you have the right strategy or seeing a great return on investment? You need Salem Surround. The marketing team here at Salem Surround is ready to help your business now. We'll design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies, using everything in our toolkit to work for you. Digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Calamine & Company Real Estate. That is the best agency for you. They are unique because they only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine takes a client-focused, old-school approach. Louis is a young guy. This is a great family, the Calamine family. You know, I talked with Mr. Calamine, Louis Sr., great guy, you know, Louis Jr., great guy and a great family. And they do that old school approach, that personal touch with real estate. You need that. And now the market is exploding. Holy moly. You got to call Louis. Did I say holy moly? I'm like, I'm like so old. Oh, holy mackerel. You know, listen, they specialize in selling estate-owned properties at Calamite & Company Real Estate. They are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And you know what's most impressive about Louis Calamite and his team? Their 100% success rate. If you are thinking about selling your home, you know, and don't forget, Calamite & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. You're thinking about it. You owe yourself to give Louis a call, 718-998-1100. Just like that. They're in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island, 718-998-1100. Or go to Calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. What? Joe Piscopo's on the radio? Yeah, am970 The Answer, am970theanswer.com. We love it. We're on a mission. I feel responsible to come before this microphone every morning to tell you what we think is right. I watch the news. I see how wrong the news is, and we just try to be common sense and deal with it objectively and pragmatically. Speaking of which, that's why I listen to Mike Gallagher every chance I get. Aww. Comes up at 10:05. Mike, how are you, man? Great to have you with us always, sir.
Well, definitely why I listen to you every single morning, because I know that you have that sense of responsibility, and I do too. You know, I love being your teammate, and hopefully every single morning from the crack of dawn with you and then on through the day till 1 o'clock, I hope they're listening to me and everybody can try to get uplifted a little bit and know the difference between right and wrong. We got so many tough decisions to make and so many people challenged. Man. I did something yesterday, Joe, I've never done, and this is like the violation of Radio 101. Uh-oh. But a lady called in. I got into a fight with a guy who said, oh, Trump and his executive order. I said, listen, $400 a week is a godsend to so many millions of people. So I asked people, I said, call the show. It would tell me what $400 a week would mean to you. Joe, I got a call from a lady in Texas. She said, Mike, I'm listening to you. I've got the keys. I'm turning in the keys right now from my apartment to the management company. They're evicting me. I care for my disabled adult brother, and we're both going to have to leave today, and we're going to have to live in a tent in Texas. It's 108 degrees right now in Texas. We're going to move into a tent because we've got nowhere to go. I haven't been able to work since March, since I was laid off. Now, I did something I've never done, but I said I got to help her, and I've never done it. 42 years. It's a bad idea for a radio host to say, oh, let me get out my checkbook. I mean, because the floodgates open. But I can't help everybody. I don't have Joe Piscopo money. I just don't. But
please, my wife does. But thank you.
Yeah, but I can help, and I did help her, and we sent her a package yesterday to try to get her through this tough time. And then I'm hoping that everybody will give to her. But a lot of people wanted to help, and God I said, give to our Food for the Poor campaign. Help the people in places like Haiti and Guatemala. We're in August. So I hope our listeners will go to MikeOnline.com, click on the emergency food relief banner, and help. And Janet's on. Her name was Janet, and I'm praying for her, Joe. But that's the real America. A lot of people are struggling. We got to be praying and lifting each other up. And that's what you do every morning.
That is exactly right. We love you. Mike, God bless you, Mike. You are such a good human being. We'll be listening 10:05 today. Mike,
thanks, Joe.
Mike Gallagher.
Take care.
All right, the Gallagher Show. You don't want to miss it. There's that with a heart of gold, that man. I'm telling you right now. I know that personally. Hey, Joe Lundberg's with us. Weather-wise, Joe, we got a scorcher today, my friend, huh?
We do indeed. Heat advisory still in effect all the way through till tomorrow evening. It's going to be upper 80s and low 90s across the area. The farther north and west you go, the low 90s are more certain. Feeling like it's like 98, 100 this afternoon with that heat and humidity. Maybe a pop-up thunderstorm late afternoon and evening. A little better chance for one of those tomorrow and Thursday. We'll just gradually back down from the heat. 88 tomorrow, maybe 84, 85 on Thursday.
All right. Allergy report, too, Mr. Lundberg.
Balance of Nature brings you today's allergy report. It's in the moderate to high category. That's been the case for a while now. It looks like it's going to stay that way all week long.
Hey, Joe, when you go outside, see, when I go out and you hit that wall of humidity and I go, and I everybody else goes, and I go like this, and I like it, but
exactly,
you get on
the
bike in that humidity like that?
Yes. I mean, yesterday afternoon, I got out of work. It was about 11:15, and it was already like 83, 84 degrees. The humidity was like 900%, and I said, all right, let's go. And I went out, and I did 40 miles, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I stayed hydrated. I kept drinking, but I got off, and when I got off the bike, I continued to drink so that my fluid levels came back to normal.
He's an animal. Yeah, thank you, Joe Lundberg. Appreciate it very much. Hey, Dr. Monica Crowley with us. Dr. Crowley will join us. Monica, longtime friend, great gal, Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at the United States Treasury. She will join us. And Charlie Payne, the man from Fox Business with Joe Piscopo, right here on AM 970, The Answer.